Pesachim, Perek Beis, Mishneh Dalet. Here also we have a Mishneh which is Murkav. It's combined of different sugyas and chas. We'll try to explain Dabe Dova Lefanov. Ha'ichol Trumas Chometz B'Pesach B'Shoikek. Somebody eats Truma. We've been dealing that at the end of the first Perek, the beginning of the second Perek, with Lechem, which has Kedushas Truma, and it's Chometz. And he ate it on Pesach b'shoigeg. Shoigeg on what? What didn't he know? He was shoigeg that it was truma. The halacha is mishalim keren v'choymish. B'mezid, if he ate the very same kikar lechem of chometz, which is truma, but he ate it b'mezid, he knew it was truma, and he still ate it, potter mitashlumim u'mimdmeo eitzim. He's potter from paying for the kikar lechem, and he's potter also midme eitzim. We'll discuss what that means. The basic distinction in the Mishnah comes from the fundamental din of tashlume truma. Tashlume truma is divided up into two. If a person is oichel truma b'mezid, that says the person, a zor is oichel truma b'mezid, so the halacha is that he's chayv misa b'dei shamayim. With that, he also has a din of a mazik. He has to pay the owner of the truma. Now, Yisrael theoretically could own truma also. What happens if his grandfather was a kohen? The kohen, his grandfather left over only a daughter, and he yashed it from his mother. Theoretically, it could be the bialim. He's not going to have to pay alts mazik, but he still was over an averu because he's a zor. That's all called truma. B'shoigeg, if a person eats b'shoigeg, there's no oinish of misa b'dei shemayim. There's a completely different din. There's a din that he has a din kaporo to replace the truma. He's not chayiv an oinish chomer, but he's mechuyiv to replace the truma. It's not a payment. It's a replacement. The etzim din is not paying the owner of the truma $100 for the $100 of truma that he ate, but it's taking $100 and giving that kedushas truma and turning something else into truma with that $100. Dmei truma. The nafkamina for our din is that if you think about it, chometz on Pesach has no market value. It's also bano, it's emid l'sreifa. So we're talking about something with zero market value. What could be the chiv in terms of mazik? So that's why there is no chiv mazik. Potem mitashlumim. However, if he ate it b'shoigeg, the din that he has to pay has nothing to do with the value. It's a din kaporo. That din kaporo is to replace the truma with another existing loaf of bread that has kedushas truma. What does that have to do with the value? It has to do with replacing the item. So that he could be chayiv, even though he wasn't allowed to do it. And even though it has no value. The Tosefis that he's potter mitashlumim on the value of the loaf of bread, umitmei eitzim means like this. What happens if the truma was truma tmeo? We had, let's say, kochim lachme toidis psulois, then the first perek. If it was tmeo, then you're not allowed to eat the truma. It's only oimid l'sereifo, lahasoka. The value to the owner is not more than that of firewood. So he would have to pay the owner. He wouldn't have to pay the owner for the value of a loaf of bread because the owner can't eat it himself. He would only be chayiv as per the value of it as firewood. So he's potter on that because there is no value. It's also by no. Isuri, I know I have no value. Now the Gemara has another tzad, another way of learning the Mishnah. The Gemara brings as a possibility, b'shem abaya. Then maybe the pshat is b'mezid when he was over on the Isra of Achilles Shum b'mezid. Since he's chayiv misa v'dei shamayim, so then there's kom le b'dirabe minei, and that's why he's potter from tashlumim. He's taka there's a chiv mazik, but that chiv mazik is negated by the chiv misa v'dei shamayim. And then the pshat and the reisha is that if he did it b'shoigeg, that there's no kom le b'dirabe minei on tashlume truma, which is the replacement of dmei truma, because it's a kaporo. Kapora has no din komle b'dirabmine, the same way if a person's chayiv, other types of tashlumim, it's a gemara in Meseches Me'ilo, also there's no komle b'dirabmine, only on a chiv moment. Komle b'dirabmine is that a chiv miso patters from a chiv moment, not from a chiv kapora. A person can be chayiv two kaporas. So mela and the ratio he'd be chayiv. Now, you'll ask yourself, if that's the case, why taka is there a chiv tashlumim? Why theoretically would there be a chiv tashlumim without the komle b'dirabmine? L'chor has no value. On that, the Gemara is going to say that we're going according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. We mentioned the Braisa in Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds a chometz b'pesach is mutter b'ano. Midaraisa at least, chametz bepesach is mutar b'manoi. You're not allowed to own it, but you could be nene from it. If you could be nene from it, it has value. Now let's put the shoe on the other foot. According to the way the first pshat we learned, which is the maskonas hagemara, that's the way the mafarshim in the Mishnah mafarish, and it's takamul gishmak because you don't have to make an akimta like Rabbi Yisrael Glili, which we don't pass in that way. So what's takam pshat that if he ate bishoygeg, why is there no kam lebidirab mine? Why is there no kam lebidirab mine? So we said alts kapor, but it's more than that also. Ha'ichol trumas chometz bepesach bishoygeg is because the Gemara brings that there's a machloikis, which is in the third pek, Ksubas Barichus. Rav Nechunya ben Akono is the shita, the Tana, that holds that there's komle bidiramine, not only on a chiv misa, the arba misa's bezdin, but also on koris and misa bidei shamayim. However, lamaisa, we don't paskin that way. If we don't paskin that there's komle bidiramine, so then the chiv of trumas, chometz bepesach, will not pater the chiyuv moment. So not the ratio will be pater. Anyways, over there, they won't come live in the Ramine because it's to make kapara, like we said. But in the safe also, if not for the fact that it doesn't have value, they wouldn't be able to come live in the Ramine because only chiyuv koros. But we have to add one more detail. This that the safe says, bemazed, that he was amazed on the achilas truma, and therefore it's not kapara. His chai misa b'dei shamayim, and the money that is chayev, if not for the potur, because it has no value, would be dmei mazik. That's only that he's amazed on the truma, but he has to be a shoygeg on the chometz. Don't forget that there's a chiyuv koros of the chometz. Now you'll say that we just said that we're going not like Rav Nechunya ben Akona, that there is no potur, the chiyuv koros doesn't patter up with Kamle B'dirab Mineh the Chiyuv Tashlumim. So why do we have to say that? The Gemara explains that what's the halacha l'maisa? We pass into Sugya and Makis in the third parak, Mishnayis over there, that if somebody's over on Chayvei Krisus b'mezid and he got Hasra, he's going to get Malkus. Even if you don't hold, like Rav Nechunya ben Akona, that the Chiyuv Koros, the Misa B'dei Shemayim, patters Kamle B'dirab Mineh, but when he gets Malkus, the Malkus certainly has a din kedei rishos, rishu achas atu mechayiv, v'yatu mechayiv v'mishum shtei rishos. There's two dinim in kamle b'dirab mineh. There's one when a person does an aveiro, which is deserving of a certain einish, and that's, by the way, even if he wouldn't be punished, even if he was over the chiyuv misa without hasro, the fact that he did a maisa of ritzicha at the same time as a gneva, he won't be chayiv on the gneva. He won't be chayiv on the mazik when he shot the victim, and with the same bullet, he also ripped through his shirt. Even though he's not going to get a chiv misa, he's not going to be killed. But if he gets Malkus befoiled, the Malkus patters up. You look at Reb Chaim in the Stenzloch, in Makis, and in Ksubis, there's two distinct dinim in Kamle B'dirab Mineh. Now's not the time for it, that's more Sugi and Ksubis. But Al Kaponim, the halacha is over here that the Malkus, if he'd be amazed on the Chometz, he'd get Malkus. The Malkus for sure would say that he's no chiv tashlum. So Meli, you wouldn't have to say because there's no value. So Vaita, that can't be Pshan the Mishnah. The Pshan the Mishnah is because there's no value. Potter in Teshlum with Mei Eitzim. And Lamaisa, the reason why he's Potter is because of that, not because of the Kamle B'dirabineh. There's no Kamle B'dirabineh because of the Chiv Misa V'dei Shomayim. Just to round out one more point, there's a Nafkimina Lahalocha that Achreinim, you can look in the Ktzos in Simuchov Ches, says between if somebody's Potter on $100, because there's no value, or because of Kamle B'dirab Mineh. If there's no value, it has no $100, finished. If it's Kamle B'dirab Mineh that we're talking about, the halacha is that the Nizik can be Toifis from the Mazik. Tvisa helps, because Be'etzim B'dei Shemayim, it's a Rashi above Metzia, Be'etzim there's a Chiyuv B'dei Shemayim, it's only Bezin doesn't press charges, but if he makes a Tvisa, and he takes something from the Rishus of the Mazik, Avada he's allowed to. So that would be the Nafkamina between these two cases. Mishnehe, elu dvarim she'odim yoytzu behem yidei chayvosei bepesach. Now we're on to the mitzvah of matzah. We finished with, so to speak, different types of chometz, at least for now. We're going to go back to that in Yitzhak Hashem in a few Mishnayis. But right now we're going to concentrate on chayvas matzah. We have over here the chameshes minei doga that are mentioned all over Shas, insofar as Hilchas Chala is concerned and other halachas. Bachitim, wheat, soyrim with barley, kusmin is rye, Look over in the Yochanan, it says dinkel, it's dark, it's like dark bread. Shifoin is spelt. Look over here in the Yochanan, it says haper. Haps is also like what they make, they call it also like a certain type of grain that they make beer from. Bishibole Shuel means oats. So these are the five Chameshis Mini Dogon. The Pashtus of the Chameshis Mini Dogon is the Rav quotes the Gemara that the only thing you can make matzah from is only Dvorim Haboyim Lidei Chimutz. The Torah says, Shivasam Techlalav Matzois, Loisachlalav Chomets. Chomets and matzah are two sides of the same coin. It's an important point, by the way. You can look at chomets and matzah as really two different things. Chomets is an Isser. Matzah is a mitzvah same deraisa, but really, one is machol sasurais, and one is a mitzvah like taking a lulav on sukkis. What does the chametz and matzah, the fact that they both happen to be totally in the same physical mitzvahs of chimutz or ichimutz, is not relevant. We'll say over to the element interesante maramokim. The Tashbitz in his Sefer HaMitzvahs says that if somebody eats chometz on Pesach, he's mevatel a mitzvah asay of achilas matzah. Chometz and matzah are not two different things. The mitzvah of eating matzah is I'm eating matzah and I'm not eating chometz. And the issue of eating chometz is I'm eating chometz and I'm not being koveya that shuvah selvim teichlu matzahs. So it makes perfect sense that matzah, it can't be made out of something that's not bol lidei chimutz. And now the Mishnah lists off a bunch of side conditions, not from the what it's made out of, that kaneri that there would be chidushim that are not makim the mitzvah. Yoitzim b'tmai, even though tmai is sofik midrabonon that it wasn't hufish mimenu maisuris. The halacha is the one's not allowed to eat it, but an oni is allowed to eat it. So you buy mafkin and chosin. The Gemara says, "But my suishin shenitlu trumasoi." This is a Mishnah in Shabbos and a Mishnah in Erevin. Use these dugmois also of different types of things that can or can't be used. My suishin shenitlu trumasoi means that the my suishin was nitlu trumasoi before the truma gedayla. So with that yoyitza, the din of truma, we're in the Mishnah. The Rav sends you the Shabbos Perik Mefanin, Ube Maisesheni Vehegdish Sheniftu. Maisesheni Vehegdish Sheniftu, that means he was pointed with a Karen, but he didn't give the Choymish that's necessary. Vakehanim Bechalo Betrumo. Kehanim, who are allowed to eat Chalo and Truma, obviously they can use for Matzo. And Yisrael can't. There's a two sided Chiddush over here. That Yisrael can't. Maybe you'd say he's over in Averu, he's eating Chalo Trum, which he's not allowed to. But Lamaisi was Mekayim the Mitzvah Matzah. So you could say, Others Tainim, Shum Mitzvah Bob Averu. Others Tainim, no, he's not Yoytze the Mitzvah Matzah, because Yotzo Dovozeh, She'eni Suroi, or Enoi Muzer Boy, not only Mishum Chimutz, Mishum Chometz. But there's another problem over here. Isim machmas davar acher. Hazer shteit min gemara. And then the shaila would be, what would be, let's say there wouldn't be a problem with mitzvah bab averu. What would be if there would be a cheshmin of yove asei of matzah v'yidcha azaytig e'isr? But maybe still it's not roi l'matzah. What would be a case? When would you say yove mitzvah asei of matzah? The Yerushalmi has a discussion, Tez brings in Kedushin, daflamet ches, Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, Yud Nisan, and the question was what they made that very first year when they crossed the yard and they came to Eretz Yisrael, what did they make matzah from? All the chita, the first night in Eretz of Pesach, was before the Korban HaOmer that was brought the next day, on the first day of Chol HaMoed, and everything was chadash. All the produce of Eretz Yisrael was chadash. So there's a discussion, there's a whole discussion about it. But one part of the discussion is, maybe Yovoi Asei de Matzah, V'yitcha Lois Asei de Chodosh. So the question is, let's say, B'gidrei Mitzvah, you wouldn't say Mitzvah B'Avera, Adrav Asei de Chalois Asei. But there's still a problem of Yovoi Dove Shemuzer Aleo Meshum Yisra Acher. What about, let's say, Chalo Truma? Let's say it's the only Matzah he has. Maybe we would say Yovoi Asei, V'yitcha Lois Asei de Chalo Truma. Now, Grady, you won't say because Chal and Truma is Mishum Misa B'dei Shemayim. There's no Aseh Dechaloisezeh on a Zach which has Misa B'dei Shemayim. But that just opens up the mind to the possibilities that are here that are Mavur in the Gemara and the Rishonim. And then the Mishnah lists those things that you can't be Yetzer Matzah with. Avaloi B'tevel. Tevel over here is Altz Issel L'chor Mitzvah B'Baveira. Aye, why don't you have, maybe if there was a Lashtikal Tevel, maybe Yove Aseh B'Yitcheloisezeh. So we just spoke about that. There's also a svara that Achrayim say that whenever something is a chaticha di surah, there's no yove aseh v'yitcha lois aseh. Aseh v'yitcha lois aseh, you can only say that al yidei da aseh, now it's not dover also. But tevel is a chaticha di surah. We had the discussion of chodosh. Maybe chodosh is not a chaticha di surah, because chodosh will be mutter tomorrow. Maybe it's an isa gavra, not a cheftza di surah. This is similar to what we mentioned the beginning of the parak, l'gabi matzah, l'gabi chometz. Maybe chometz is not a cheftza di surah, because it's a zach which is mutter to eat today and only also to eat tomorrow. Maybe it's an isa gavretz, b'chlam adchal m'chefetz. That's a chatika di surah. Something to think about that Achroinim bring up in this Mishnah. So, avaloi b'tevel, v'loi b'maisirishin sh'lenitru trumasoi, it's pure tevel. So, it's just the chazor really at the same point. V'loi b'maisisheni, v'hegdish sh'loi niftu. This is an interesting point. Hegdish shaloi niftu. Chaz mi'ilu. What's with Maisa Sheni? So Maisa Sheni, Rashi says over here, the Yochim quotes it, Maisa Sheni, we're talking about outside Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, you're allowed to eat Maisa Sheni. L'maisa is a man da'om in the Gemara that Maisa Sheni, you're not yoytze even Yerushalayim. Why? Because, since the Pasuk says, Lechem oini, first of all, lechem oini means mashenechal in the state of aninus, the Gemara Dashens. And it could be over here. Lechal tumenim be'oini, the Pasuk says, that you're not allowed to eat b'aninus. When a person, Rechman San, is in the state of aninus, he's not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni. The same goes for Hegdish. There's another point to mention, that by Tevel, the Gemara says, Mufurish, we're talking about even Tevel d'Rabbonon. Even though it would be possible to hear that when there's only an Averu Midrabbonin, you Yoitza Midrais, do we say Mitzvah Bob Averu, and you're not Yoitza the Mitzvah Matzo, when it's only an Issa Midrabbonin? We'll refer to the Oilam, to the Sugi and Sukkah and Lulav HaGozel, about whether you say Mitzvah Bob Averu on the second day Sukkis, when the Mitzvah of Lulav is only Midrabbonin. So you look at the Yochan over here is Mitzayin, that's only when the mitzvah saseh is midrabbonon. Maybe there's no problem with Tzabab Averu. But where the Averu is derabbonon, there you'll for sure say that you're not Yoitzim because of Mitzabab Averu. Chalo is Toida, there's another case, Urikike Nozir. These are things which have Kedusha. Chalo is Toida, were part of the Korban Toida, Urikike Nozir were part of the Korban Nozir. Both of them have Kedusha. Ason La'atzmoy, if he made them for himself, ein yoytzim behen. And the reason for that is that even though they're matzah, and they're made out of chameshes minei dogen, and there's no reason why they should be, but the Rav quotes the Gemara that says, since the Pasuk says by matzah, u'shmartem es ha-matzois, and this is another makor, by the way, the shmartem es ha-matzois, that it has to be yovoi lidei chimutz, if it's not shomur, so that's why. Let's say oiriz, v'doichin, other types of grain, which are not boli de chimutz, cannot be used for matzah. The Gemara says, matzah mishtameres l'shem matzah, yotzu elom, she'enem mishtameres l'shem matzah l'shem zevach. It was miyuchid, it's for something else. It wasn't made for matzah. This is the makar of l'shmo by matzah. So ason la'atzmoy, en yoytzin bohen, ason limkor bashuk, yoytzin bohen. The Gemara makes an assumption that if it was made professionally by somebody to be sold, it was made b'tahara, of course, and it was made to be sold in a case of that there would be a willing customer for a carbon toido, for a carbon of nazir. So the one who makes it has in mind, if it's used for that, it's used for that. If not, then he'll be miyachedit for frechilas matzah. So Avadi had in mind the lishma of matzah. It's only if he made it for himself, he was making it for himself, l'shem carbon, he wasn't making a l'shem matzah. The Gemara learns out from here that the matzahs have to be made l'shmah.